I guess if we were going to have a thought this morning, we would go over in Hebrews and take up the third verse for our thought this morning in First Hebrews, the third verse. It behooves me this morning to hold up Jesus and Him crucified before a lost and dying world. And with me, there's not anything without Christ. We realize in our heart that the Lord spoke the word and the world was formed out of nothing. So God has that much power.
Amen.
But we live today in the dispensation of the grace of God, and God has been so merciful. He has blessed you. He's blessed me. But I want you to listen to the worth of the scripture. The thought I would have would be the Lord by himself, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. If the Lord willing, we'll come back to some of this scripture, but we want to turn this morning over in John, the 10th chapter, and try to bring some points from this scripture. And here we have some great teachings of the Lord. I know no other doctrine this morning except Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
And I believe that all humanity is saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people just don't know the depth of the grace of God. Even though while we were yet sinners, He loved us, and He gave His own begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I was once lost and in sin and without God. And I was sitting in a church on the left one morning. And I never thought about the Lord dealing with me. And I didn't know the depths of my sins. But it took the preaching of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When that preacher preached, he preached in love. He preached by the grace of God, and he had the Spirit of God. And the Word of God come to me, and it reproved me of my sins. And I become sin sick. And I become fearful because I realize that I was just one heartbeat from going out into eternity without God. But you know, the Lord was graceful to me. He just kept on drawing. And finally, I come to a place that I begin to work my way out of works. And I begin to realize in my heart, now you know, nobody can help me. I had tried in myself to think, well, maybe somebody else can pray before God the prayer that I ought to pray. And I had friends to pray for me, but it didn't help.
Amen.
So by the grace of God and by His mercy, He brought me to a place that I worked myself out of works.
Man.
And you know what that means? You just leave all others aside.
Right.
And by the working grace and the power of God in His holy convicting spirit, I looked unto God best I could and asked Him to forgive my sins, to save me, O God, a sinner. And He answered that prayer.
Amen.
Well, what happened then? He gave me of his love. He gave me of his Holy Spirit. In fact, he sealed me in with his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And, you know, it took me years to catch up with just how graceful God had been to me. I began to read and to study the Word of God. And you lived in church. I thought, well, in my heart, there is where I heard the gospel preached. There is where I got under conviction. Surely that's where I ought to be. So the Holy Spirit kept me, or helped me to come to this realization. And so I find this morning in the Word of God, you know, I don't know about others, but it takes the Lord to make an old-fashioned missionary Baptist.
Amen.
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 So, let us turn to John 10 and take up some of these verses of this Word of God. Verily I say unto you, he that climbeth, or he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Amen.
So down the ages, you know, I've seen a lot of things happen in churches, and I've seen a lot of things happen to churches. And you know, from time to time, churches go, grow cold, and sometimes they backslide, and they get in a position that they have itching ears, and really they don't want a preacher that will preach about their sins and their need and how they stand before God.
Amen.
And so they'll heed to themselves teachers and preachers. They'll just preach what they want to hear and soothe over their situation. And sometimes we realize that people come into the church, they can give a false testimony. But God doesn't sanction that, and maybe they'll come into church membership on that effort, in that manner. But you know, John the Baptist said that God in heaven one day will thoroughly purge his floor.
Amen.
And that is the church.
Amen.
And everything that hadn't been born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, it won't prevail. And the others will be brought back into, lifted up into glory, but they'll be left behind.
Amen.
So, we see in life this morning, you know, you can fool man part of the time, but you fool God none of the time.
Amen.
Because his Holy Spirit knows even our needs, even our thoughts, and the intents of our thought, even the number of the hairs on our head.
Amen.
And the Lord is pleased that we come to him in prayer. Not that he doesn't know our needs, but it's just pleasing to God for us to pray unto him.
Amen.
And ask to him for strength, for grace, and for the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us in all that we do.
Amen.
But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and they call, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out.
Amen.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
Amen.
So This morning, you know, in God, we are a peculiar people. We are a peculiar people. Why would you say that? Because we are apart from the world.
Amen.
He has cleaned us up in the regeneration, and he's made us the sons of God.
Amen.
And so when we have a life eternal, that's just simply what it is. Life eternal. And I'm thankful to God this morning that when our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven, it's kept by God the Father,
yes.
God the Son,
Amen.
God the Holy Spirit. And I want you to jump in this chapter just a little bit as we're in this thought and in this scripture. But the 26th, same chapter, 26th verse. But ye believe not because you are not of my sheep. And I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no one's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
Amen.
And all my lifetime, you know, I've seen and heard other doctrines. But you know, the cross of Calvary this morning, it stands alone.
Amen. Amen.
What the Lord did, he offered himself to God in sacrifice. And that sacrifice was totally pleasing to God for all the sins of the world.
Amen.
And we also see where there was a virgin, and her name was Mary. And at due time, you know, she was overshadowed with the power of the Holy Ghost. And she conceived in her womb and brought forth the Son of the living God. And you know, a lot of people put that doctrine down. Don't give it much worth. But it is a doctrine that's so important.
Amen.
Here is where the Lamb of God took upon him a robe of flesh, and he was undefiled, full of grace and truth. And so through him we have mercy and we have redemption by the grace of God.
Amen.
So, you know, this morning when we are born of our earthly parents, well, we have an earthly father. And the Lord, he had a heavenly father.
Amen.
And that made all the difference of the world.
Amen.
So that made the Lord pure and full of glory. And without that this morning, we would not have this assembly.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's go in that just a little bit further. I like doctrine. And you know what doctrine is? It's the truth.
Amen.
Doctrine is truth.
Amen.
Well, let's reason this in our mind. Now, you have earthly parents, don't you?
Amen.
Can you break that sonship? And it be natural?
No.
No matter what you do, where you go, how you walk, even death itself can't separate that natural sonship. But glory unto God this morning, we have a heavenly sonship.
Yeah, right.
And we're sealed in by the Holy Spirit of God, even unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
So we realize in our heart this morning, you can't work into salvation.
Amen.
And beloved, when you've got it, you're kept by the power of God.
Amen.
And neither can you work out of it.
Amen.
And he put forth his own sheep He goeth before them, and the sheep hear his voice. Of course, they know his voice. And a stranger, they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. So, you know, when we're born of God and we have his love in us, and he gives us knowledge and he gives us understanding, we can disciple a right spirit.
Amen.
And how would you disciple a right spirit? I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll hold up Jesus in crucified.
Amen.
It'll hold up the very way of the doctrine of repentance that the world seemingly today is casting aside, and it seemingly just rumples a feather of the world.
Amen.
This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not the things which they were which he spake unto them. Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
Amen.
And so, as God was convicting me, the Holy Spirit was drawing me. You know, God saved this morning such as be of a contrite spirit and of a broken heart.
Amen.
If you ever get saved by the grace of God, somewhere down life's journey, you're going to break down and you're going to call on God and you're going to have a talk with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in out and find pasture.
Amen.
This is not a pasture that cows graze in.
Amen.
But this is the pasture of the Lord, that he sets before them that love him. The time to time, as he sets the table of grace, we might graze a little bit. We might get full of the blessing of the Lord. And sometime get beside of us or ourselves. And sometime even the cup might run over into the saucer just a little bit. So it's nothing like gathered together in the name of the Lord God, our Savior.
Amen.
And our Redeemer. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he that is an hireling, and not the sheep whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. And hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. When I was seeking the Lord, I was invited to Milan, Tennessee, and I was asked to see a man's pastor. And I wanted help. I was tired of sin. And in one of the sermons I heard while I was lost, this preacher got up and said, and it etched into my mind, it etched into my heart. He said, now, When you are genuinely saved by the grace of God, he said you and the Lord will be the first ones to know.
Amen.
And we know we went to this man's parsonage. And he asked me if I was willing to pray. And I told him I was willing to pray. And we got down and we prayed. And he took me by the hand and said, "Stuart, you're saved." And I still had my condemnation. I was still lost and without God. And we went then to this member's house, and we had dinner. And I said in my heart, "This people can help me." So, you know, a hireling careth not for the sheep.
Amen.
He don't want, he don't have what a true blood-bought, saved by the grace of God preacher that's called in the work of a ministry by God's Holy Spirit. That's a man you can trust.
Amen.
He'll even make a way if you're seeking the Lord in salvation, that you might become a mourner for God, that you might call on him, that you might be saved by the loving grace of God. So we want to turn this morning over into the book of Hebrews. And we want to go to the second chapter and maybe take up the ninth verse of the second chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now, you know, if there had ever been a way that man could produce salvation in himself or by himself, I want to put this in your ear this morning. Christ would have never had to come and die on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And we realize even today as we speak from the Word of God, men would like to be saved on their own merits. They'd like to do something that would proclaim them in a manner before God that they could be justified. But we find in doctrine and in the Word of God, no one is saved or justified until he repents to God. And when he repents to God, then God sees that faith.
Amen.
And faith comes by the Spirit of God and the God of heaven. He grants repentance.
Amen.
So then we realize the Holy Spirit comes into our soul that's lost, and it applies the blood to our soul, and we die to sin and are made alive unto righteousness forevermore.
Amen.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and they that are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The 14th verse. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took of the same, that he through death might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So I like the book of Hebrews. I like the teaching that it brings out. I like the glory that it gives to Jesus.
Amen.
The Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. So we're going to go on in the ninth chapter of the book of Hebrews and take up the 22nd verse of the Word of God. You see, let me reason with you about some of the doctrine and teachings of the Word of God. You see, when the Lord gave himself in sacrifice to God, again I say, it completely satisfied God for the sins of the whole world.
Amen.
He'll never come back again and die on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
He finished his work.
Amen.
And now as we speak this morning, he is seated on the right hand of God, our Majesty.
Amen.
He is our mediator.
Amen.
Of the new covenant. You don't have to go to me, and I don't have to go to you in prayer.
Amen.
He is our mediator, but we can just bow on our knees and pray our heart out to God.
Amen.
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heaven should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as a high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away by sin the sacrifice of himself. Put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So that's why I thought this morning I would use the thought. Jesus by himself. So we see many doctrines that the world has picked up and Satan has influenced that they stick it against the cross of Calvary and say, well, just partial grace, we got to do some things ourselves. That won't stand up.
Amen.
That won't prevail. Because Jesus, again, he appeared before God to be our sacrifice, to be our Savior, to be our keeper. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. We have just a little bit more that we want to cover. We want to go by the help of the Lord to the 10th chapter of Hebrews and take up here the 10th verse of this Word of God. It doesn't help me at all to hear people saying their own Savior, that they're doing this and they're doing that, and I'm going to do this and I'm justified by this. because we see that without Jesus, we'd all be in our sins.
Amen.
Without his death, burial, and resurrection, we'd all be in our sins.
Amen.
What is the gospel in a nutshell? It's his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standing daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which could not take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
Amen.
From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Now, I want you to listen to this 14th verse. It's very important to me, and I believe it'll be very important to you. For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Amen.
So, today, I feel secure in the Lord, and I'm not worried about losing my soul's salvation, but I'm worried about sinners this morning. I'm worried about them that are still lost and without God and so need to hear the gospel of God.
Amen.
That they might be pricked in their sins and that they might realize there's a heaven to gain, there's a hell to shun. Except they be convicted of God and drawn by his Holy Spirit, they'll never find the Lord. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For that after he had said before, this is the covenant I will make after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities I'll remember no more. Where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sins. So Jesus offered himself in sacrifice to God for our sins one time. And I declare unto you this day, and by the grace of God, we'll just be saved but just one time.
Amen.
And we'll be sealed by that Holy Spirit, and God will be our keeper, and we'll be his people.
Amen.
And this love of God that we have and the law that he's written in our hearts comes when we're born of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to tell me when I've sinned. I don't have to tell you when you've sinned.
Amen.
Because your own spiritual conscience, God will whoop you. He will reprove you.
Amen.
There's one more thing. By the help of the Lord, I want to touch. By the grace of God. Over in Acts, the day of Pentecost, when the Lord so blessed and he baptized the church that was there, get together about in number of 120. And I want to bring this out because there's a doctrinal point that needs to be had. Let's just hurriedly go up to the 32nd verse of 3rd Acts. This Jesus who hath raised up, who God has raised up, we're all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. But David is not ascended unto the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel surely know that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye crucified both Lord and Christ. And they were pricked in their heart. And they were hurting because they were unsaved and without God, and God had convicted of them of their sins. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And I want you to listen to what Peter said.
Amen.
And a lot of people, even as we speak, take this scripture and they want to go to water baptism with it and claim that salvation is in water baptism. But let us go a little further in this and try to get the understanding of this part. This is doctrine. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized ever. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Here is the secret. Here is the understanding that the Lord has given me. And I'm going to try it on you. When God grants repentance, and you come to repentance, there's no turning back.
Amen.
When you do this from the heart, and when you do this under the convicting, drawing power of Almighty God, then God is going to help the heart of the soul to come and believe in the Lord. Jesus is the object of faith. Then we're going to have spiritual baptism.
Amen.
And we're going to know God and pardon us and forgiveness of sins.
Amen. Amen.
So God bless you as we end our remarks.
Amen.